after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's ready. She's ready. Ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
She ain't gotta speak, but she say so much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth. I said, "Shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fits your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breaths.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits. She'll never quit, always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Life of Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Yeah, everyone. Welcome to the show. Yeah, it's another Monday here on the show. And, you know, we usually do the show on Mondays and Wednesdays. Wednesday, Wednesday. So, yes. So, May, how was your weekend?
Weekend was fine. How about you?
Okay, hold on. We're not gonna let you. You know we don't let you out that easily. It was fine. Okay, can you give us more than it was fine?
It was fine. I mean, I don't usually go out like that. All I do is work, go home. Went to church Sunday.
I mean, you watched? Did you watch anything on TV? And I mean, you could tough. You got something. You did something. You can just wake up and just look at the sky.
No, actually, I work evening shift at my job, so when I get home, it's about time for me to take a shower, go to bed.
Wow. All right. Well, So as far as weekend, it's the weekend. First off, got to shoot this one model. I was supposed to say she was fairly new because, you know, a lot of work she was talking about, it was really old. And, heck, you know, got a chance to shoot her, and, ooh, we bad. That's a bad chick. And she goes by Fiona Francesca. And yeah, she's pretty bad. I posted one of the photos on Instagram, and yeah, she got a chance to meet her. She's actually from Louisiana, so it was pretty cool. You know, while she was out here, she decided to shoot me, so it was pretty awesome. After I shot with her, I went to Park Ave. With my boy DJ Envy from the Breakfast Club. I was there DJing live Full Effect. And I had to give him some props because he was, a lot of times you think of, you know, some of these national DJs, you know, they just have a hyped up name and they don't really have a good mix and song selection. But he was on point. I mean, it was like a soundtrack to perfect party, you know, even taking it back through college sometimes and all that. It was like, man, it felt like a college party. It was cool. He was really good. And, you know, got to celebrate with one of my partners in crime, my boy DJ P-Buck. So I was lit behind that. And, yeah, that was a celebration for the ages because it was just, so many shots were consumed. I met a person from New York. Shout out to her. And I saw some old faces I haven't seen in a while. So it was pretty dope as well. And it was just lit. I was just in a lit mood. You can't tell me nothing on Friday. And yeah, it was just pretty cool. It was a really good time. Saturday, I got a chance to go to this one spot called Pyramids. It's a hookah lounge. On Saturdays they have a live DJ. And I mean, it was all right. It wasn't blow me out the. Like I think part of what were also messed up for me too was, I just came from an epic night the night before, and so my expectations of going out was like, man, shoot, it got to live up to how hype it was doing that. So I definitely enjoyed go, you know, well, I appreciate the chance I get to hang out with my siblings. But yeah, so as far as the place, it was just, you know, you guys know how I am, man. I'm gonna give y'all my unadulterated opinion. It is my opinion. I just felt like it was just like it was too slow for me. Like, eventually people got lit and they were, but it was like a dance floor, pretty much a sausage fest. Because it really was only guys was dancing in a circle and all that, and that's cool for only so long. And yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was like most people ever in there were couples. I wasn't too much feeling it. So, I mean, I'm not saying that couples can't go out, but, you know, if I'm going out somewhere, I want to go where, you know, I can be lit. You know, everybody, most of the people are lit too. Like, there is, you know, it's constructed to be a spot where people just smoke hookah and just are at the tables all day. That's not me. That's why, like, when I get through VIP, sometimes it's a waste of money because I'm not really at my table very long. I'll be at my table for, like, early parts of the night, and then I'm like, man, I'm over this. Let me go on the dance floor and turn it up. So, that, and then yesterday I got a chance to do my first child model shoot, so it was pretty cool. That was a great experience. And I said I was gonna boycott the NFL, and I actually been following through with it. Have been watching any games live or whatnot. So, or I haven't even been, you know, like DVRing the games. You know, I watch the highlights or stuff because I'm more so like the shows that highlight stuff. But other than that, I didn't really watch any games. So that was my weekend in a nutshell. So yeah.
And for us, the weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, there's some details I left out of it, but that's why it's fun. Yeah, a shout out to that. Other than that, that's really all that happened. That's really all divulge we got for the weekend. Oh yeah, so some sad stuff. You know, like, getting to that. So after the Wednesday show, I think it was we didn't do the Wednesday show. I was going to do it, and then I didn't do it because of what happened. So last Wednesday, my aunt ended up passing away, which is my dad's sister, baby sister. She passed away last Wednesday, and so that's also been one of the things we had to deal with. Planning her memorial and everything is all in the mix. It's just so much going on with it. And people know me, man. I appreciate everyone that, you know, they send their condolences. Thank you very much. But I will say this: I don't like to stay in a somber mood forever. I like to try to, you know, use that energy from different people and put it into you to go harder at what you do, not allow it to stop you and just make you just sit in this complete standstill. And, you know, I just want God to continue to give me that strength no matter who passes away to continue to do that because, yeah, sometimes, man, some people, man, once that happens, then they completely shut down, and I don't want to be that person that completely shuts down. So that's just what's going on. So my next thing today. Oh yeah, today's show y'all saw is called More Than Just a Date. Now you know this is what you call in the radio industry a tease. Because you don't know what the heck that was, where that was going. to be more than just a date? What does that necessarily mean? Well, more than just a date was just is actually about today. Today is September 11th, and you guys know, y'all, not on 9/11. Every year, everyone always remembers it for a devastating tragedy that happened. I believe it was 2001 to be exact. September 11th on 2001. A big disaster happened, and I'm calling it disaster because it might not be a natural disaster, but it's a man-made disaster that is just traumatizing to a lot of people. Some terrorists decided it was a great idea to hijack a plane and crash it into the World Trade Center, in which, heck, that, not only did the people in the plane die, but because the devastation that happened to the tower ended up killing some of the people in there, some of the first responders that were there to save people's lives. It's all kind of stuff. Some people are still, it still lingers, and some people are still to this date to where they can't, they lost loved ones in it, or, it's kind of what's playing to why we have such a strict TSA, why TSA is so strict. And also it's playing the part of people being afraid to get on a plane because of all these different things that went on. So, that being said, I'm going to kind of go down memory lane. Nate, what was you, do you remember where you were and what you were doing when 9/11 happened?
Well, first of all, I was born in 94, so no, I don't remember what took place, where I was at when that accident happened in 2001.
Okay, because you've been, so you said you were born when?
In 94.
Okay, so you've been 7. I remember I was in high school, and I was in the classroom, and I remember the church bells was going crazy, like, more than usual. Not, like, ringing is on the hour. It was, the church bells were going nuts, and I remember a teacher telling us what happened as far as a plane crash into the World Trade Center, and then there's all this coverage of everything that just happened to people, and it was devastating. I'm sitting here like, what the heck? Like, why? Because, you never really hear as much about things happening on our soil from terrorists, for international terrorists. And so for that to happen, it was just wild. It was just crazy. And someone had the balls to pull that off. And that's just ridiculous. So that's where I was at the time. And it's what I was thinking about it, but it's like, man, like, what if I wasn't, like, if I was in that tower or if I was in that plane, like, the devastation that would have been caused, this is ridiculous. And I just don't like that. I just hate that there's people in this world who have these crazy agendas and are so selfish and taking people's lives. It's just ridiculous to me. So, yeah, that's where I was. But yeah, so we're going to go into another music break. When we come back, we'll talk about the top 6 list for this week. And then, yeah, we got some more for you. Just stay tuned right here to Life That Does Live, your boy Teddy J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. All right?
Let me see that look. Let me see that pussy.
over, let me see it.
Yeah.
I'm plug up, bitch, and a trick I couldn't did.
Nah.
I can't pay for no pussy, I just want it, I don't need it. Get that bread, get that head, then your number, I delete it.
Oh, love.
Big King, bitch, I'm in a bin.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
head on 610.
Yeah.
From a
yeah.
bitch and that bitch friends in the backseat, straight tweeting about
Hold
it.
Up.
I got paper, they know it.
Yeah.
I got paper, I'ma throw it.
Hold up.
Pop that pussy, bitch, throw it. Back that ass up, I'ma tow it. I only fuck with pole killers, pussy poppin', dough rillas. Money on her mind, but she want most thrillers.
Yeah.
She don't need shit from no nigga. She say B King, they the rap nigga and the trap nigga all the same. Both y'all niggas annoying, cause y'all phones ring all day. Hold up, but I know that pussy mine.
Yeah,
throw that ass back and rewind.
Hold up,
tattoos on her ass, she fine.
Yeah,
she got me stalking her on Vine.
Hold up,
if beating pussy was a crime, then I'd be free. Throw that ass back for club, gutter fat P-I-M-P.
Let me look.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sunday J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. Before we go into the list, I want to make sure I address. One, just like with Harvey, we've had some stuff going on from Hurricane Irma. Definitely send your prayers, just like everyone did for Houston. Send your prayers to everyone in the Florida area as they were in a shooting. I found out it was even affecting Atlanta a little bit as well. Shout out to everyone that had to deal with that craziness going on from that storm. And, you know, just hope everyone, you know, is safe. I hope everyone recovers from this. It's like with how Hurricane Harvey was. Just want people to, you know, I know a lot of things, some material things have got messed up and whatnot. But lives are more important than material things, my friend. So I hope everyone recovers from this devastation. But yeah, so that's my take on that. Also, man, there was a crazy shooting here in this area yesterday. you know, it happened in Plano, which actually where I was staying at on Friday night, you know, leading into the afternoon on Saturday was right by Plano, was down the street from Plano, which is like Addison, Texas. So it was crazy. Let me tell you the details of this shooting. What happened? It was 8 dead and 1 wounded in a shooting at a Plano home in which the gunman was killed by police. And shot to Dallas News, which is powered by the Dallas Morning News. Thank you for putting this story up and keeping everyone updated with all the details. So what happened was 8 people were fatally shot at a Plano home Sunday evening. It was yesterday. Even their attacker was killed by a police officer. Authorities called to the home in the 1700 block of West Spring Creek Parkway near Custer Road about 8 p.m. after gunshots were reported. A nearby officer responded and heard more gunfire as he arrived. He made entry, and that's when he observed several victims inside and then engaged the suspects, according to police spokesman Officer David Tilley. The officer fatally shot the gunman, whose name has not been released. The officer, however, was not shot. He's not hurt. The victims, who also have not been publicly identified, were all adults. They had been watching the Dallas Cowboys game when the violence began, according to some of the neighbors. And quote from Tilley, "I've been here all my life. I've never heard anything like this." Two other people at the home were hospitalized, and one of those victims later died, according to Plano's police chief today. They gave us some more details on Focus. What we're getting thus far, the relatives confirmed to WFAA-TV Channel 8 on today that one of the victims was 27-year-old Meredith Height, and that her estranged husband was a shooter. She was a cook and quarter fine when she loved hosting friends and families, said mother Debbie Lynn Lane. Excuse me. This was her first opportunity to do it after the divorce, and he didn't take it well. From a news helicopter Monday morning, two bodies could be seen in the backyard of the home as police laid out tarps and continued to investigate. Now, here's a crazy stat. Through the end of July, Plano police have had 5 homicides. This crime now makes the tally to 13, in which the police spokesman stated that he doesn't even remember ever having double-digit homicides. So a neighbor said that a friend of one of the homeowners to the violence had been sparked by a domestic dispute, but police have provided no details about the relationships between the victims and the gunman. Height and her husband, who bought the house in 2015, saw a divorce in July and have been estranged since March, according to the court records. Monday would have been their sixth wedding anniversary. Height's attorney in the divorce case declined to comment today, and Plano police plan a news conference at 2 p.m. to update the public on the case. And, shoot, I'll leave it there because it gets lengthy. Nate, your thoughts on that?
Tragic situation. You always
got to
be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's like people just, that's always has me up in arms about guns, because dumb people, like there was such a phrase, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get people like this and just, you know, that's violent. It gets so violent, and to take other people's lives. I mean, I'm not trying to condone some suicide, But man, why do people always gotta take other people's lives and just taking their own if they're that miserable? It's ridiculous. It's just one of the most selfish acts ever to take somebody else's life. So, yeah, I'm just, whatever, man. Oh, goodness.
I just want to speak on a topic that recently happened in Chicago where...
Oh, Lord, what happened?
A 19-year-old girl killed at a hotel party in Chicago.
Do you know more? You know more details about that?
She went to the hotel party with her friends. Apparently, she drove her mom's car with her friends to the hotel party. And she ended up being found in a hotel freezer in the basement. And this is the thing that gets me, is because they saying that she took herself in that freezer. And ain't no way that she got herself all the way in the basement. They said she was drunk. If she's drunk, how she gonna go, how she even know where the freezer at in the basement, first of all? Then one of her friends worked at the hotel. Then they say in the footage, they don't have any footage of how she got in the basement. Somebody edited them tapes. I feel like somebody killed her. One of her friends know what happened to her. And this, I'm trying not to cry because this breaks my heart. It was a 19-year-old girl came up missing. Then one of her friends, Irene, said that her friend Monifa took her outside in the hallway. Monifa never came back with her. So where did you take her? Like, what really happened? And y'all telling her mom three different stories. Y'all not telling the truth of what happened to her, what took place to her. Y'all know what happened to her, but don't want to speak up. That's why you have to be, you can't trust everybody. You can't trust your friends. That's why I don't have too many friends. And for that to happen to her, that is devastating and it's sad and it's ridiculous for it to happen at that hotel. That's a big hotel, Rosemont Hotel, Crown Plaza in Rosemont. That's a big hotel. How she was on the ninth, they room was on the ninth floor. How she get all the way to the basement from the ninth floor if she was drunk? How? It's really not adding up. They know what happened to that girl. Her friends, then it was guys in it. Somebody know what happened to that girl. And I feel like she was raped. She had to be raped. Those guys who was in the hotel room, they're not speaking up about what happened or what took place. But somebody know what happened to that girl. And for her mom, the police department, they searched the hotel at least three times. Then the fire department searched the hotel, and that's when they found her body in the freezer. And it's a camera. It was a camera right above the freezer door. And they still don't know how she got in that freezer.
That's crazy.
Then she died approximately
Like an episode of CSI.
It's just ridiculous how they don't know how she got in that freezer. That's a big hotel. It's cameras everywhere, and y'all don't know how she got in that freezer. It's just ridiculous.
Two things I tell you from that. One, it's crazy because I saw somebody talking about a freezer discussion, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Now that you put it in perspective, now I know. Yeah, there was somebody talking about a freezer incident that happened. A girl being put in the freezer, but it was like a short staff, so I didn't really know what was going on. But now that's into perspective, that is. Man, people are sick, man. I just don't understand. Oh, my goodness. How could you program your brain to go that far?
I just can't wait until they do an autopsy on her so they can really find out how she was killed, what really took place. And those girls, they're going to go down because she, I have a 19-year-old sister. If something was that like that to happen to my sister, I would really be devastated. And I don't even know this girl, but this has been on my mind since yesterday. Like, it's just sad. Like, Chicago, really. Like, what is really, at a hotel, though.
You must say, yeah, then you work at a, hotel, too. That makes it even crazier. It's a crazier thought to think about.
If anything suspicious was going on, I'm going to call the police. It can save a life. Somebody at that hotel know what was going on. Staff knew what was going on. Somebody, that whole staff that was working on that night, to be fired. They need to be fired. The tapes was edited. Somebody tampered with the tapes. That whole staff need to be fired.
Right, it's like snitching. It's like it goes to the whole thought process of people and not wanting to say anything because they don't want to be considered a snitch.
No, but those your friends. I'm telling you, I don't care. Those are your friends.
Yeah, but it's like you said, man.
Apparently, her friends went live
on Facebook.
Some people
are fake ass friends.
Apparently, her friends went live on Facebook. And her friend was wearing these glasses, like, but you can see a reflection in her glasses. And it looked like the girl was laying on the bed. The girl that was killed, it looked like she was laying on the bed unconscious or something. Or you can hear her, and then you can hear her in the background saying, help me. Then her friends turned up the music. Like, they knew what was going on with that girl. And then somebody, one of the other girls on the live video, went in the bathroom. Like, why did you go in the bathroom? Like, it's just that whole, I feel like you can see what went down in that live video. You can see what took place in that live video.
This is craziness. How can people work their minds to think that way? And that's why I can't watch that movie because they like Saw, that stuff is too real to me. And you just see like some of this every day that people are like, oh, it's just air. Man, no, people do real shit like that every day. And like you told this whole series of things that happened to her. So I don't watch movies like Saw. I don't got time for that. Sick,
yeah,
twisted minds.
Let her see her body. The mother have the right to see the body.
I just watched Purge election year yesterday.
How y'all leave? Okay, y'all left her because y'all couldn't find her. Y'all left, took her mom the car. Y'all had the girl cell phone, the girl keys, and everything. Y'all call her mom at 4 o'clock in the morning, though.
Yeah, what kind of party? What the hell kind of party are these people doing, man? I know. Y'all heard me describe me having me at a party at the club on Friday. And you did not once hear me talk about people getting killed, put in the freezer, anything of that type of sort. I don't know how some people at the party. I hear these stories happen so much now, man. People drowning and people just laughing and pointing, and not helping the people. All kind of crazy crap. There was one where it was a sleepover, and this girl ended up getting her face burnt and all kind of. It was, oh my goodness, man. This world, man, people are so fucking dark and don't give a damn about each other. But you know what it is, Nate? Everybody in this whole mindset of, I'm just minding my own business. Fuck that, man. You know what? Fuck the mind of my own business, man. We all got to start taking the gamble and looking out for each other. Sometimes you got to ignore that shit and think outside and look out people, whether it's in their business or not. Like, I mean, get the hell out of here.
It seems like the girl Irene is speaking up and saying Monifa, the one that took her outside. Like, you can, and then in the video, the taping of the hotel, this is why, another reason why the video, it seemed like it was edited for the simple fact. You can see her going in the hotel room, but you don't see her going out.
That's crazy.
She's so young, like, had her whole life ahead of her, and she thinking she's going to be safe going to this hotel party with her friends and don't go home to her mom the next day.
That's just natural fuckery, man. I don't get people that could just do that kind of stuff. And I mean, it's the same way, like, I'm not really going to detail people is, but how could you, like, just like people who steal from me friends? You said what?
If you steal from your friends, you'll kill your friends.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, some people, they do. That's why I don't, you know what, I'm not people that say, because now the big thing now is, you know, make your money by any means. Man, fuck that shit, man. If strip club, to me, I don't think, people try to couple this and same thing. The strip club, there are legitimate ways, you know, people are pretty much for the most part, or I'm finding a legitimate way to make money in the strip club. But doing anything when you got kill, steal, whatever, all this stuff to make a buck, I'm just not with it. I'm just not with it, man. This is just, wow.
I'm really not with what took place with that girl. And then...
Yeah, that's a lot.
One of the dudes at the hotel, that was at the hotel party, he made a status stating females set themselves up to get raped or something like that. And he deleted the status. But, of course, people already screenshotted it before he can delete it. But if you went back on his page, he deleted that status. Like, then he made another status saying, you should allow yourself to get raped. That way you can go and tell somebody and not end up killed. That, you know, so you just want somebody to alert somebody to rape them? No? What? Like, you making yourself look suspicious.
Hmm.
You're really making yourself look suspicious. So one of them dudes in that hotel, that was at that hotel room, raped that girl. Her friends probably got scared. Going on live. Then the girl was never in the live video with her friends. So y'all try to use that live video as y'all alibi. So I'm not even no lawyer, but I'm putting stuff together.
Nah, I mean, that's why it make you weary of who you hang. That's why you do tend to watch out who you hang out with, because you don't want, you know. A lot of times I end up going out by myself, and yeah, that kind of throws my mind off. But if you going out, if I'm going out by myself, that means that, you know, I gotta deal with, you know, there's no one to watch my back if that's the case.
Exactly. You thinking your friends gonna have your back. I know that's probably what she was thinking then. The girl Irene, she making statuses like, I feel like it's my fault. I should have had your back. I should have, you know. Now this girl is gone. Y'all friend is gone.
That's fucked up, man. It's even, that'd be taken that way. Well, how can I go to a lit, man? Okay, I gotta go to another music break. It's so we can transition, cause we gonna lighten the show up, people. I promise. Just hang in there. We're gonna go ahead and go to music break, and we come back. We'll do the list that we last part of the show. So we're back after this.
I'm violent. I'm the man. Whether did they know?
No.
Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know?
No.
Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know?
No.
Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know?
No.
Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Pouring up the deuce on the road up before. I be in the papers in the streets in your hoe. All of them down in the store around slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mold. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, you ain't making no dough. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy up like I hate your hoe. Shoot them in until it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Look like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big G, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gon' get exposed. Rap and say shots, nigga, out to the O's. I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man. What did they know?
No.
What did they know? I'm the man. What did they know? Bump a nigga hunchy like, tell me when to go. No love, making back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch? I own move, boo. Striking in my Louis and I own goose, too. I'm slow mo, cause I'm off 2-2. 30 money got my pockets on Bruce Bruce. 30 pop of tools for the obstacles. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch, roof, roof. I can hide to get, bitch, you ain't loop proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth. Move, well, we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. More money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Fuck a nigga business, throw the tools, call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me W. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you. I'm the man, but they didn't know. Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know? I'm the man. Whether did they know? Whether did they know?
I'm violent, wildin'. 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 I'm violent, wildin'.
All right, we're back. All right, so, this will be a little lighter. Some of it will be dark in nature, because other topic for the six, but yeah, man, today's the six, which is a list of six things we talk about and. Or a different topic. We do like a round robin. They share something, I share something, G share something, blah, 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 blah. And bam, then we can complete a list of six. All right, so, because, I mean, me and you have had to answer so many, questions. This isn't a list, but I just wanted to bring a segue into what kind of led me having to address something too. You had to address the other day while you were saying, this guy asking, why are you gay or whatever. And first off, he paid attention, but I guess he was so thirsty that they don't know, they don't pay attention. If they did, they would, you know, they know how to approach you, right? You dated both guys and girls, but the thing is, unless you deal with, you know, what people get feelings about is, you know, when they find out that you date or and or dated both, they assume they get mad one way or the other. So, like, if a guy who want to holler at you, you want to holler at him, all of a sudden he wants to make it, he wants to point out, oh, why are you gay, blah, blah, blah. And think, you know, not realizing maybe he just don't want to talk to you, nigga. Shit, I mean, they want to get mad. They want to throw stuff in your face because you just don't want to talk to them. They ever think that for 1 second, just maybe you don't want to talk to them.
That is
It's like,
true.
Grow up, man. Grow the hell up. Like, if you don't want to talk to you, you don't want to talk to you. And just want to start throwing random stuff in your face. Oh, that'll make it one. Yeah, that there you go. Clap your hands. That's going to get her to talk to you now. Stupid.
That is very, very true. But niggas be having, why your credit score is zero? Like my patience with you. Why you got 7 baby mamas? Why you got only 3
they care about
broke? Like...
But they ask all them they do not ask all them questions, worry about all that, and they got a whole wife at home or girlfriend,
okay.
Whatever. What's so? Why the hell they worried about it? It totally baffles me. Like, get the hell out of here, people.
Very, very true. These niggas just be mad.
Right. And then my favorite one is they ain't know you. So when you talking to a guy, they ain't know you. I know you like guys too. Nigga, shut up. Goodness.
Like, seriously.
I had to address Deborah because I saw that post the other day, and I had to come in the comments and say something because, you know, it was just ridiculous. And I was, because I wanted to also turn, I wanted to, because then it became a, because what ended up happening was people pretty much messed up what your point of your conversation was, and it was basically started turning to gay people going against straight people, and I was like, nah, that wasn't the point she was trying to make people, like, she wasn't trying to do that. But, you know, people wanted to twist their own stick, twist their way, and I just, you know, I wanted to try to be the person who was voice of reason. People would just stop just throwing stuff out there, their own personal opinion.
Person got mad at that stuff just because the shoe fit.
Right. Right. So you like Mounds and Almond Joy, you know, because you know how the slogan goes. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So. So, yeah, if you get over it, man, you want to date whoever the hell you want to date. You want to date a guy today? You want to date a guy today? You want to date a woman today? Tomorrow, you'll date a woman tomorrow. But any day is not.
I don't got nothing to do with nobody. It's my business.
Right. Your orientation is not even. They didn't even realize it's not about your orientation. It's about, hell, maybe she just don't want to talk to your ass, man. Get over it. So, and if it was a genuine question, you would have answered it. But it was more so a salty ass question. Whatever. Okay, so, you know, before I divulge this, I'll make sure I'm not doing fake news. You ain't got to tell who or whatever, but are you single before I throw this list out here?
Am I single? Yes,
yeah.
I am single.
Okay, cool. I can do this list. Cause I got to check with you. I was like, okay, I had to listen because last time I checked you first, I was like, perfect, this would be a perfect list because then you get tired of addressing this stuff. All right, so... The way I came up this top for the list, this girl, you know, because girls see only guys as much as pick up line. Guys get hit over this too. I can't count how many times in my life during the time of being single, people using this line on me. and I just get so agitated and want to roll my freaking eyes. And that, and you probably, you know the thing, Nate. Why are you, I can't, how are you single? I can, you so fine, you so whatever, how can you be single? And know you heard all the different ways they said it. Yeah, guys get that shit too. I know people find that hard to believe, but guys, we get that shit as well. So, I saw the list today. The list of six today will be about just that. Us sharing a few of our reasons why we choose to be, why we are and choose to be single. So, Nate, I will start with you. What's one of the reasons that you are single, ma'am?
Because niggas not shit.
Oh, my goodness. You go straight to that. I always do it. That's a generalization, but okay.
That's right. One reason niggas not shit?
Not all. Okay.
90%
Wow. So when you say that, are you incorporating females in this spectrum as well?
90% of niggas and still it's not shit.
Some of these women aren't either, but I'm not gonna go 90%. That's a little high for me. One of my reasons, I totally made this line, I was just up yesterday. I'm a one of the reasons for me personally is I'm a grindaholic, as I call it, and you know I do so much, you know, and it's only so many hours in a day. So I'm rarely free to begin with, and one thing that turns me off really quick is when I'm free and I decide to, I decide to use that free time to spend time with you. If you waste it, then it agitates me and I'm going to lose interest really quick if you waste my free time. So that's one of my reasons. I don't like people wasting my free time. I don't have much of that too. I work a job. I got to go sleep somewhere in all this equation, got to eat, relax, and then I run a bunch of brands. I don't have time, and then I'm going to have some loose shoes somewhere within all this as well. I don't have time to waste, so if you waste my time, I'm going to lose interest. Simple as that. That's one of my big top-of-the-line reasons. Number three.
I hate when. Okay, I'm gonna give an example. This dude was at me. He liked me since middle school. Put it like that. Shut up. He liked me since middle school, and he would, you know, always write me on Facebook or whatever. I barely respond, or I respond every now and then. Like, he'll ask me how I'm doing, you know, say good morning and stuff. I respond every now and then. He was at me for years, mind you, years. So then I finally decide to get him my number.
Give him some
play. Because I already knew him. He came over my house, you know, I had cooked some tacos, whatever. We were chilling, watching a movie or whatever like that. It felt like old times, like middle school again, whatever. It was cool. Then he just started doing dumb stuff, like dumb stuff because he was hurt by the last person he dated. So it's like, I'm not hurt. I'm like, I'm explaining to him, like, I'm not about to hurt you. I'm not hurt, whatever like that. So for his, if you hurt from a past situation, don't talk to nobody until you're ready, because that's irritating for real. That's a pet peeve. Do not talk to somebody until you're ready, for real. Oh, he had some good head, though. He did.
I knew you. I was like, wait, Nathan, say something. She finna jump out there. I knew you was. I was like, okay, this sounds very insincere. I was like, nope. No, I knew you want to go. You told me, if only you were asking to act right, that's the only thing you missed with him is that, I take it.
No, we still talk every now and then. Like, he texts me probably like a couple of days ago, like saying how he wanted me with him, and it's not my fault or whatever. Like that, it's got something to do with him and whatever. I had, you know, I explained to him. Everybody, you know, be hurt from the past situation, but it's all about moving forward or whatever. Like that, we still cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eventually we'll be together. Maybe not. Right now,
I'm
single.
You're still cool. Y'all still cool. That's code for, in case you still have appointments.
No, because he don't even live in Indianapolis no more. He moved back to Erie.
Okay, so you're saying if he did, okay, you just told yourself. It's all, you know, the defense versus case. All right, number four. I got to pick one. I got to see which one of these are ones. There was one I didn't add to the list. I wish I did. But I've said it so many times in the other list. So I'll say one of these. It kind of goes with almost what you were talking about, past relationship, past. But this, if you have, like, consistent behavior of one of my worst three exes, including high school, you got to go. There's three exes that I absolutely, you know, they all have, it's all a common thread of something y'all have done. They all also have their own individual stuff that they have done that's been pure fuckery, but I don't like, you know, if you show any sign of that shit, you got to go. And hell, all three of them cheated. They all cheating some different type of way. And also the other shit that just, of other trying things I had to go through of talking to people. I mean, first of the bad three, you would call it. That was my first girlfriend back in high school. I remember, man, she cheated on me with this one dude. And it was, and she got mad because I wrote her a letter. Yes, we used to write letters. Because I wrote her a letter breaking up with her, and I wasn't having any parts of it. And she tried to call me a pussy for breaking up with her in the letter. I just didn't want to deal with it. So, it's ridiculous. You know, I'm thinking that, you know, cause I, and that was my first girlfriend, man. That was crappy. I had. It was a lot to take in. I was like, man, this is what people got to go through. And being a boyfriend, girlfriend, this is whack. And then also going through what people had to go through being cheated on. I mean, that's a lot to take in at 15. So that, and then, you know, shoot, I had another incident where it was, y'all know the whole baby drama, baby mama drama stuff. Y'all know that discussion. Not the father situation. We won't go into that. That was a devastating process. And also the woman, all she wanted from me was sex, 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 sex. That's all she wanted. It was just not a healthy relationship. It was like I was just a sexual vending machine. So, yeah, we didn't really, like, spend quality time. It was always, like, pretty much, I think, go back to thinking of it, all we did with our time was do that, was have sex. That was ridiculous, man. Now, some people listen to the show and they're going, man, you got a problem with it? Man, after a while, that gives, if you eat mashed potatoes every day, all day, every day, you don't get tired of mashed potatoes. Shit, I don't know why people act so. People be on these on social media friends. I be fucking my man all day. I'll be fucking monkey up, man. Whatever. Y'all say that. Y'all say that now. And then, of course, the other one, the seat, all the stuff I had to go through with her, off and on, talking to each other. That was ridiculous. And only for her to end up at a spot I was helping host, and she had not paid attention that I was hosting it, and she showed up with her freaking ex-boyfriend, trying to talk about, and then she ended up doing some dirt that same night, and I caught her in the act, and she acted like she didn't know me when she walked by. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, that was some afternoon fuckery. So yeah, anybody that shows any signs of those three people, you got to go off top, because I don't have time for it. It goes back to my first one. I said, I don't have time to waste, man. If you're going to waste my time, get the hell away from me. Because I can't get, money you can get back, but you can't get back time. Every moment is precious. If people could buy time, if people could buy time, they would. They could just, like, here's money. And I'm going to say, think of that one movie with Justin Timberlake about time. He would, that was a perfect depiction of life. And they had at the time, when you wanted to go through like tollways, if you spend time, that was perfect thought process that movie was. Okay, Nate, next one. Number five.
I'm single because nobody is on my level. When I say not on my level, I have
you
my
short,
own place.
No one could ever be on level.
I'm not saying that you gotta have everything, but dang, you don't got your own place, that's your own car, you ain't got no job. Like, you gotta be able to bring something to the table besides sex. Like, yeah.
No, not everybody is 4'9" though, man.
Shut up, stupid.
You said everybody not your level. That's how I make sure you know that everybody's not 4'9".
Look, I ain't talking about my height.
Oh, you're a cute height, man. You're fun sized. That's what I'm put you in my pocket. Yes, but okay. So that was a good one. I gotta agree. Like,
before
I go number six,
you gotta at least have some. You gotta be able to bring
something
to the table.
My thing to add to that, because that way it gives me a chance to say something else for number six. I have to agree with, like, one of my pet peeves on that. I don't have people who just don't have, or just not driven. Oh my goodness. I just can't stand
people. That's what I mean by on my level, too. That, too.
Like, are you trying to have your own or not, man?
I'm like, what are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? Like, come on now. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Yeah, people just be going through the motions. It's ridiculous. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm like, how are you content with it? That's how you choose to live life, is just going through the freaking motions. That's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know.
I know where I want to be in life.
Like, because you know what? When people don't have anything they're driven about and doing besides just going to work and breathing, they go crazy. They go crazy. No, they, cause especially if you're busy a lot, some of them get so mad and they're like, oh, they want to be clingy and shit. And a lot of times people don't have. Right. And they don't, and then when they don't have something, when they at least have some kind of hobby going on, it's always a dry ass convo. I don't want this whole how you doing, good, how's your day, good, you good, and you gonna be sitting on the phone for 2 hours of that shit. It's like it's very little camera, because when you deal with people like that, you talk to, it's 2 hours. Like you're on the phone for 2 hours. It is maybe 20 minutes of conversation, if that, because they're spending the rest of the time, because they don't really have nothing to talk about, checking their text messages, worrying about what's going on Facebook too much, worrying about what's going on Snapchat. Because it'd be different if it's involving you too, but they'd be lost in the, oh, I'm sorry, what did you say? Or they have a means of conversation with other people in the background. This is ridiculous. You got me in my feelings, man. All right, that's all for good number six. Last one, I think you'll feel this one. And you can kind of allude to putting it in your own. You can kind of fill in the blank and put it into your own areas. Mine is, I vibe with women who are not in or from Texas, particularly Fort Worth, where I'm from, which is right outside Dallas. Everybody wants to date the same type of person or wants to be a glorified size piece. So this is what, like, most people who really like me, either they're not from here originally, or they're not even, or it's people I talk to who are from abroad, and they meet me, they're like traveling, they meet me, and they like, and they've been around for an exorbitant amount of time to figure out who I am, and they like me for me. I feel like you need, especially, and I know some people might say that happens everywhere, but it happens a lot like this here. Everyone has such a small mind, and nobody wants to dare to be different. Like, people are trying too hard to fit in. I've just never been a person, I've never gave two fucks about giving, I'm fitting in. They used to bother me, elementary, middle school, high school and up, I didn't give a damn. I was like, man, it's much better when I'm just myself. And I just tend to vibe with women who's not from here, because they think the same. Everybody trying to think the same and trying to fit in with each other. Or people, instead of trying to, date a completely single dude, they always trying to be the side piece of everybody. Like, that's how you lead to, just ridiculousness. Like, there's plenty of people who are of good people out here who are single. The question is, are you willing to venture out and step out your comfort zone instead of just go to status quo who's dateable? So, yeah. That's just one of my opinions. I just don't vibe. I just don't vibe people, man. And it's crazy. I can hold conversations with people not from here all the time. All night if I wanted to. Because a lot of people who I talk to who are not from here, they have a lot going on, and we always have something to talk about. And that's why I like going on cruises and traveling, because I think some people, when you don't travel, that's part of what makes you get complacent in a status quo mindset instead of broadening horizons on the people they interact with, because they don't travel and become well-versed and stuff. Like, when you travel, but you have such a wider spectrum on what you would accept. So, yeah. Those are my thoughts. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, people. Now you have anything you want to announce before we get ready to show here in a moment?
Ladies, ladies, ladies. be careful of your surroundings. Don't drink around a lot of men. Don't drink around men you barely even know. Because you never know.
Unless you're around me. Because I'm not going to do any type of harm, D. Okay, just want to throw that out there.
Be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Carry a taser on you or something, for real.
Don't use a taser on me. Okay, so... That's I'm signing advice from Nate. Me, I just want just want people to continue to, you know, be yourself, man. Just be yourself. That's my big thing. I'm gonna leave you with be yourself. Because it's only one you. You don't have time to be. You only have no time to be you. If you find time, you try to find time to beat somebody else, you're gonna continually keep be behind the eight ball. And I don't know about y'all, but I enjoy all the adventures of what can happen being myself every day. So unless I'm acting, that's a different thing. That being said, man, come to a close. Human Cameras issue 39. Fourth anniversary issue, get ready to drop. So, yeah, get ready to support that. Support. And, yeah, man, got some more big things coming up, but I had to leave y'all in the dark until it happens. Now you have anything?
Stay tuned for the end of the month. That's all I got to say.
Oh, you coming to Texas? That's what you're doing. Okay, cool. We will stay tuned for the end of the month. Yeah, Nate's scared, man. She ain't coming in. So there we go, people. We're gonna end the show how we end every show, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or there's a
Nay, there is a way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy City J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.